Scientists are launching a barrage of measuring instruments into Prince William Sound over the next 2 weeks in hopes of improving their ability to predict weather, ocean currents, and fishery prospects. APRN's Steve Heimel tells us more about the Sound Predictions Project.
A drifter is a small floating transmitter tethered to a device similar to a parachute that pulls it with the current. Field team leader Scott Pigao of the Oil Spill Recovery Institute in Cordova says when drifters were launched and tracked 5 years ago, a computer model generated by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in California failed to predict where the drifters would drift.
The model that was used in 2004, the first version that was being tested, it said that the drifters were going to go clockwise through Prince William Sound, and all the drifters went counterclockwise through Prince William Sound.
The sound predictions effort will generate a flood of new data about the current salinity and content of the water in the central part of Prince William Sound. It will involve shore-based radar, 3 boats, 2 launches of drifters, a balloon, and 2 underwater vehicles. The equipment will also go on display in Valdez on the 28th, and the data can be seen on a website as it comes in and compared to the computer model. The Alaska Ocean Observing System is a consortium of agencies aiming to develop a predictive capability similar to weather forecasts. The payoffs will be a better ability to respond to emergencies such as oil spills. One of their devices is an infrared sensor on a tethered balloon that can hang in the air 500 feet over a spill to track the oil day or night. The 2 submersibles they're using can sample the water all the way to the bottom of the ocean. One, the Remus, is similar to a torpedo, and the other, the glider, looks like an airplane. Pigao says they will surface from time to time to transmit their data and get their positions and instructions.
The glider and the Remus both need to come to the surface because they need navigation information. They need to get hold of the GPS. They also phone home. So they'll call in and say, hey, do you want me to do something different? The glider is actually calling New Jersey. The Remus calls California, which then bounces back up to Prince William Sound. And it just gives us a chance to control them along with them being able to find their navigation.
One of the points of fielding so much technology at once is to see what works and what's most economical for future monitoring efforts. The oceanographic information will also have some applications in biology for fisheries scientists. Pigao says there will be some biological monitoring as well as part of the project.
We have bird and mammal observers, and we'll be making oceanographic conditions. And so we'll be looking at that. We'll be looking at other circulation issues above and beyond what the models can provide.
The website to track the sound predictions effort is www.aoos.org. Along with the data displays, there's a blogger on one of the vessels who's been keeping a log since they began installing the radar. Ashore in Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.